Well, here we are. I don't have an intro. It's so weird. I feel like I need to add a song to the beginning or something to make it not so cut and dry. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's been a week, and my God, it's only Wednesday night. I don't have an intro because I don't have a laptop. I don't have a laptop because Monday morning, I went to turn my laptop on to get to work, and it wouldn't turn on. Nothing would turn on. I didn't hear the fans. No lights came on. Just dead. And I thought, okay, this is a dream. This is not really happening. I'm not going to lose all of my stuff. I mean, I've got my second book on there, all Lightworkers Lounge, everything. I'm fine. I'm just going to continue my routine. I'm going to take Jeffrey on his walk on the beach. I'm going to come back. And my laptop will turn on. You know what's funny? It's Monday morning. I woke up early. And I went to water the plants on the property I live on. I walked around the balcony of the main house on this property. And I had the whole place to myself. No one was here. And it was so beautiful. And I remember just sipping my coffee, watching the sunrise, being so present before I turned my phone on. And just like looking at the palm trees swaying in the wind. There was a brief moment where it was sunny, but there was a rain cloud, and it was warm tropical rain here in the Florida Keys. And I just thought, this is going to be a good day. I feel good. I went to grab my tarot cards, and I pulled a card. It was like three of air, I think. And it said, great sadness. Take time to heal. And I was like, huh? I'm practically watching a rainbow form in a tank top and shorts, sitting in the sun with a hot cup of coffee, and you're telling me great sadness? And I intuitively knew, like, oh no. Is this a forewarning? Damn it. No. But still, didn't think anything of it. Got done watering all the plants, came back to the treehouse, went to turn on my laptop, wouldn't turn on. And I had just used it the night prior. I have a MacBook Pro 2016. Practically new, and I just used it the night before to record as a guest on a show, no problems. So for it to not work was just weird. I called Apple support, and they said, yeah, if your laptop's not turning on, we're gonna have to send you to an Apple store. Well, I live in the Florida Keys. I live on a string of islands. There is no Apple store anywhere near us. Miami is the closest one, and that would be a good 3-hour drive. Key West has this small place. I'm not going to say their name because we're not on good terms. But they have a small computer repair shop that is an Apple Premier partner. And luckily, I got in at 2 o'clock. I got to bring my laptop in, drop it off. Still trying not to panic. Like, okay, you know what? It's not that bad. Probably just need something replaced. Going to be good. I drop it off. And they tell me it might be 3 to 5 business days before they can even give me a diagnosis. I'm like, well, you know what? There's absolutely nothing I can do. I just gotta surrender. Thankfully, love of my life, Mr. JL. This is a whole other podcast episode, but for those of you who follow my personal account, @Stephanie_Destiny, you know that JL's my boyfriend, my love bug, my Texas muffin. Oh, my best friend, I love him so much. But he saw me in a panic and was like, hey, don't worry. It's fine. We'll either buy you a new one or I will ship you mine overnight. I'll overnight mine to you. You will get your podcast up because he knows how much Lightworker Sound, how much this, I forgot. I'm recording the show right now. He knows how much this means to me. This is my life. You guys, I haven't missed. I don't know if you've noticed, but Lightworker's Lounge is turning 2 years old on January 26th. And I haven't missed 1 week, not once. And these past 2 years have been the toughest of my life. I've been homeless. I've had like $40 to my name and I was 1,000 miles from home. I lost my job. I went through a divorce. A lot. And I still showed up. I remember one of the toughest episodes that I ever recorded. I think it was a Dear Diary episode. It was back in July 2018. I sat on the floor of a dirty motel room. just in tears and like, fuck, I'm actually screwed. I've got $40 to my name. That'll get me a tank of gas. And then what? That'll get me to the Florida-Georgia border. And then what? Very scary. But I was like, you know what? This is real fucking life. And this is what you go through when you're chasing your dreams. You know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm working a job I don't like. I'm with someone I don't truly love. I'm living in a place I don't really like. Doesn't really resonate with me. If I just let these things go, if I just quit my 9-to-5, then all of a sudden my dream life will appear. You know what? I want to start something like Lightworkers Lounge and make that my full-time job and do what Steph does because she lives in a tree house in the Caribbean. Like, that's the dream, right? That's the life. It is. But it comes with its pros and cons. A lot of people think, okay, I'll quit my 9-to-5 and I'll go do it. I'll do that. But what they don't realize is all the shit that I have to go through, all the times that I was homeless, had $40 to my name, sat in a dirty motel room floor. Oh, God, just so many things that you guys don't see, especially when I had to suck it up and accept what was going on in my life and move back to New Hampshire and live with my family. And like, as a 29-year-old woman who was just married and had a beautiful luxury apartment and a life of her own, having to fall back into that was like, dude, did I just make the wrong decision? Because why do I feel like I'm taking 5 steps backwards? You know, getting out of my marriage felt really good at the time. It felt really good because I was living my truth. I was finally free from having to put on a fake smile and lie and say, I'm in love. I'm married. This is my husband. This is who I want to start a family with. This is who I want to buy a house with. When I didn't, intuitively, I knew damn well I didn't. So the freedom, the shackles that fell off my ankles and my wrists when I admitted that and got out of my marriage were so liberating. And I still don't regret it to this day. But I don't think I expected how difficult it would be to stand on my feet alone, to all of a sudden go from splitting everything, rent, utilities, groceries, whatever, splitting everything 50-50 to now supporting just myself. Oh, I gotta pay all that rent alone? How the fuck? Okay, gotta downscale. Downscale? Downsize? Scale down. That's what it is. I gotta scale down. You know, I used to drive this really nice brand new SUV. Now I drive an old Subaru with 150,000 miles on it. Used to live in a penthouse luxury apartment. Now I live in a tiny treehouse. But I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm way happier than I've ever been. And I know that I'm not going to live in this treehouse forever. I'm going to get married again someday. I'm going to live in a beautiful home that I've always dreamt of. This is just part of the process. It's part of creating the dream, you know? And I guess what I'm trying to get at by sharing all this with you guys is that we're conditioned to believe that we'll receive immediate results, that our dreams will instantly manifest once we let go of what no longer serves us. All right, universe, I left this marriage. I left this toxic relationship. Bring on my happily ever after. What you don't realize is that you got to go through one or two really toxic partners because you didn't grow at all in your last relationship. And now the universe is trying to show you, hey, we're going to give you these people to trigger the fuck out of you because you've got a lot more growth to do and a lot more healing before we can give you the one. Hey, universe, I'm going to leave that job that absolutely kills me and drains me and I have no passion for. Now bring on being a small business owner and making 10 grand a month. That's going to happen, right? In like 3 months, maybe 3 or 4 months, I'll be very successful and have 10,000 followers. And you guys want to know how long it took me to, I think I'm at 11,000 right now on my personal account. I've been on Instagram since 2012, sharing my captions are fucking books. I can't help it. I try so hard to just make a one-liner caption. I can't. I just can't. It just pours out when I get to typing with my thumbs. But I've been on Instagram since 2012. It took me 8 fucking years to get to 11,000 followers. And that's 8 years of showing up for nothing. For absolutely nothing. When I first started Lightworkers Lounge, I averaged 25 downloads per episode for the first 3 months. For the first 3 months. 25. I think I had 6 followers on Podbean. Now we average 10,000. And I've got 3,000 followers. And we're just getting started. But for 2 years, I had to show up on this podcast. I didn't start making money from it for a full year. You know, you have to show up. Show up. Go ahead. Let people think you're crazy. Like, why would you do that? You don't make any money. Why would you keep doing that? Because you believe in yourself. And I genuinely enjoy doing this podcast. That's a huge thing, okay? If you're listening to this and you want to grow a following or a podcast or a community, whatever it may be, you have to do things because you love them. Because people know. They feel it. They sense it. If you're doing something just to say, I've got thousands of followers and I make $1 million by working 1 hour a day, they'll feel it. Whereas if you're doing something because you genuinely believe in it, and most of all, you would do it even if you didn't get paid. People will feel that. They'll connect with it. You'll feel very reachable to them. And they'll vibe with you. And they'll ride with you. And you'll grow yourself a following. You know what I found? Ooh, that's hot tea. I found that when I share the things that I really don't want to share, when I just suck it up and share them, that's when I grow the most. Do you guys remember my divorce episode? Yeah, so I started this podcast in January 2018. Filed for divorce April 2018. Finally moved out and went out on my own June 1st, 2018. That was my 5-year wedding anniversary. Talk about synchronicity. Universe don't play. But I remember just being in shock, like really thinking, wow, I'm no longer going to talk to my ex-husband anymore. We're no longer going to have dinner together anymore. Like this routine we've had day in and day out, like that's gone. And it's really weird because we're so programmed and conditioned to love routine and familiarity. And once that's ripped away, I mean, 10 years of the same face and the same energy and the same routine and the same meals for dinner and breakfast and the same favorite coffee shops and the same ordering the same thing at Chipotle, like, all of a sudden, that's gone. And you know what I used to think? I used to think, there's no way I'll ever find someone who I was as comfortable with than I was with my husband. There's just no way. That's 10 years. I mean, he felt like family. You guys, I feel like some of y'all are questioning it right now. You always say, Steph, why do you refer to him as your husband? Why don't you ever say ex-husband? Someone asked me that on Instagram too. The word ex just, it has such a negative connotation to it. But I need to start saying that because it is confusing. But previous husband? I don't even like the word husband. It feels weird. But I just thought, I'll never find someone who knows me as well as he does, who I can be as comfortable around as I was with him. And then along came baby Jay. You guys know our story. And if you're new to the podcast, hi, welcome. Go listen to the last 2 episodes called Creating Real Love featuring Jordan Lawrence, JL, baby Jay, my man, my love, my best friend who I met through the podcast. And a year-long friendship turned into a romantic relationship. And we lived happily ever after. I love him so much. So along came him. You know, it's just what I'm trying to get at with this is our egos. They try and trap us. You won't find this. Stay in this relationship because you'll never find anything like this again. When deep down my intuition always said, I know I'll find someone who is more aligned with me, who does the things that I want to do and genuinely enjoys them, who plays with me more, who teaches me more, who pushes me out of my comfort zone more. I always wanted that, and I never got that from my marriage, bless his heart. I just never got it, and I felt so unfulfilled, and I would just look across from him sitting at brunch, watching him on his phone, and think, I can't live the rest of my life like this. It ain't gonna happen. I gotta step up and get a divorce, and I did. So that was a really long-winded explanation, and I don't know where I'm going with this. What the fuck? What did we start off talking about? My laptop broke. Oh, we are channeling right now. Do you guys want to stop and pull tarot card? Let's do that. tapped in. Here it is. Oh, God. Eight of Air. An illusion of being trapped. A lack of self-confidence. Afraid to take action. I don't even want to look at that. Fuck you, spirit guides. You're right. Yeah, that's how I feel. So where was I with my laptop story? Brought it down to that electronic shop in Key West. They called me back the next day and said, yeah, you need a main logic board. You need a brand new main logic board, motherboard, whatever. It's going to cost $600. And I was like, holy shit, like, it's a brand new laptop. And it was just working fine. And my brother's a software engineer, so I know a little bit about computer IT lingo. So I was asking things like, does it need a blue chip replacement? Does it have water damage? Is there rust? Like, what's going on? What happened? And they just kept saying, I don't know. We don't know. You just need new logic board. That's like the most expensive repair, you know? It's like, it's half the price of a brand new one. So you're like, well, what the fuck? And I just feel like a $600 repair warrants more of an explanation than, I don't know, we don't know. So my intuition immediately, you know, you want to decipher between intuition and fear and anxiety. Intuition is immediate. It hits before the person is done speaking. Fear and anxiety triggers, they will pop up after you've heard and processed what that person has said. Okay, so my intuition told me, no. And I knew that there was a small mom-and-pop electronic shop here on the island that I live on. And so I thought, no, I'm going to go get my laptop. Key West is an hour and a half south. So yeah, I drove an hour and a half to get there, hour and a half back, then an hour and a half back the next day to pick up my laptop and bring it back here. You do the math. So I brought it to this shop this morning. And the technician says, oh, you're the girl who called yesterday who needs a new logic board replacement. I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he grabs my laptop, pulls it out of the box, and he's like, wait a second. You said that they told you down there, like the Apple partner told you that you needed a main logic board. I said, yeah. And he says, well, you have a sticker. So I have a sticker case on my laptop and it makes it look like white marble. And he said, your sticker has not been touched. And in order to see the logic board, you need to peel the sticker off and unscrew it to look inside. And he's like, and look at these screws. He's like, do you mind if I take your sticker off? And I said, go ahead. He peels the sticker off, throws it away, and says, look at your screws. They haven't been touched. And I'm just covering my mouth like, you're kidding. So these people didn't even open my laptop and told me I needed the most expensive repair. And he just rolled his eyes and said, it's not uncommon. Oh, I was so mad. I emailed the CEO of this company and he just wrote back and said, no, we use a special MRI machine to diagnose computer issues. It's some special high-tech Apple thing, but I don't know. I still smell bullshit. CEO, if you're listening to this, I bet you're a great guy, but I don't vibe. Now, so I'm going to see what's going on with my laptop, but regardless, it's going to take a long time to get it fixed, probably 10 to 14 days. And can you hear Jeffrey snoring in the background? You know what? I just wanted to pause this, and I'm not going to. I'm just going to keep this as real as fucking possible. Because I think so often we try to be perfectionists, and we think, oh my gosh, everybody wants me to be professional. Everybody, I have to be professional. I have to look good. I can't post a video if I've got bags under my eyes or a pimple on my face because people would judge me and not want to follow me. But what I'm finding and what I was getting at earlier just came back to me is I get more followers, more engagement when I'm just real. When I just post a video and I look like shit because I haven't slept and I'm rubbing my eyes right now because I'm so tired. I got 2 hours of sleep last night. Ugh. You guys love it. You guys love when I post videos of me looking tired as fuck. You love when I post videos just like I'm so depressed and sad. Or when I record episodes like this and they're all over the place and you can hear bugs in the background and my pug snoring. I just feel like you feel like you're not alone. Like maybe some of you have kids screaming in the background right now. Maybe some of you have your dogs barking or snoring or farting in the background right now. And you're annoyed because you want to hear what I'm saying, but you can't. And it's just like, this is real life. And we all go through that. We all go through that. So I'm just going to keep this rolling. I'm not even going to stop and try and edit it or switch it out. So that's where I'm at with my laptop. If you guys have purchased a tarot reading or a birth chart in the last week, I am so sorry that I'm late. I usually email you guys a nice clean PDF format of your reading so that you can save it and print it and refer back to it. But what I'm going to have to do, because I lost all those templates with my laptop, is I'm going to make a video of me doing your reading. And it's just, it'll be a bit more personal. And JL thinks it'll be even better. He says people would love that. A live reading. A video. So I thought, well, that's true. Because then they can just go watch it. Because I know a lot of people who purchase readings want to go watch it again to remember the guidance and the advice. So if you ordered one, thank you so much for your patience. Now, what's been going on in the cosmos with this energy? I think Venus has entered Pisces, which is a favorable placement. So a lot of us just want to sit back and daydream. It's about love. It's about La La Land. It's daydreaming. It's fresh and free. So that's a good placement. But there's that, oh gosh, my astrologer friends listening are going to kill me. Is it Saturn conjunct Pluto? Saturn conjunct Uranus? Jeffrey, what do you think? You don't know either? I'm so tired. It's Saturn conjunct something, but there's a lot of Saturn. Saturn is the planet of tough life lessons. You know, you guys hear of your first Saturn return between 27 and 30. And it's like, oh shit, life's going to get crazy. Saturn is the planet of tough life lessons. Saturn is very serious. My dog is very loud. Oh, I'm trying so hard not to hit pause and edit him out. Jeffrey.
You're snoring really loud. Can you just move your body?
So, I'm still rolling. This is real life. Saturn is a planet of tough life lessons, and there's something going on. I saw this kind of creepy post going around Instagram. It was like the last time Saturn was conjunct Pluto or Uranus, there was a World War II, and then there was a, like, famine, and then before that, Hitler became who he was, and it's just like, what is going on? On in the world right now, and it's kind of creepy because of all this World War III talk. Like, my brother loves that politics shit. Oh, I can't stand it. And he sends me all these updates like, yep, we're one step closer to World War III. And it's just like, oh my God, I don't want to know. I don't know if that's being oblivious, but I just don't want to know. It doesn't resonate with me. Doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to know. I just focus on voting with my dollar and just being the best person I can and just spreading love and good light. Call me a hippie. Whatever. Seems to be working. So if you've been going through a lot, you're not alone. As I described on Instagram earlier, usually growth and evolving feels like a nice swift ballet dance, a nice slow dance. You go back and forth and rock side to side. You might revisit the past every now and again when certain triggers pop up, but then you'll come right back to the present and be present and focus on building a brighter future. Right now, it feels like we are in a ping pong game, a pinball machine, and we're just ping, 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 ping. Holy shit, I thought I was working on a thing. I thought I worked on that trigger. Oh my God, I'm back in the past. Why am I thinking of this person? Why am I going back to this job? Oh my God, whoa, I'm back in the future. What do I want to do with myself? What's going on? We're all just losing it. We're all just fucking losing it, man. It's a lot. You're not alone. You're in good company. To be completely honest, I don't know what we're going through right now. I'm sure the cosmos and the planets and the stars and the asteroids have something to do with it, no doubt. But it's like after this full moon, something changed. Something got heavy. It's a bit fearful to me, but in a good way. Like something, like things have to burn down for new to grow. And you know, I asked you guys on my personal account, why do you think this is happening to me, this whole laptop thing? By the way, when JL went to overnight his laptop to me, I didn't get it because it got lost in the mail in Fort Worth, Texas. What are the odds? I mean, the universe was literally like, no, you are not going to have a laptop. You are not going to work. And I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, you took away my only source of income. You took away my only source of income. I got bills to pay. What are you doing, universe? But once I really sat with it and journaled about it, talked to friends about it, I realized what it was, and it's, I need a team. I cannot take Lightworkers Lounge to the heights that I want to unless I have help. I need help. You guys, I create, design the entire merch line. I record, edit the entire podcast. Those promo videos you see on Instagram, those wave videos of like samples of the podcast, I create those. All of our podcasts, all of our Instagram posts, I mean, I create those. All of the captions, that's me. My personal Instagram, all of my photos, even the ones that look like someone's taking them, that's me. Using self-timer, balancing my phone on a shell. I do everything. Thyroid First Aid Kit. I've got another social media account called at Thyroid First Aid Kit. That's a book I wrote when I was a health coach. We are surpassing 13,300 followers. I run the entire thing. I'm tired. I've got my hands in 75 pots. And while that's great and fun and keeps me very busy, I can't do it. I can't make more money from this. I can't sustain this. I want to come up with a mentorship program for you guys because so many of you are asking. I can't do it. I simply don't have enough hours in the day. I barely have time to feed myself. Never mind sleep and like get a good workout in. I don't have time. I literally don't. So I really believe that this is the universe saying, until you hire help, until you get help, you're not working. So that was the epiphany I had. Stop trying to do everything. Let go of some control. Know that everything will be taken care of. Everyone will make money. Everybody will grow. Lightworkers Lounge will benefit from it because people can get more in-depth readings, more in-depth birth chart readings. Excuse me. Choking on my tea. So that's what it is. And you know what I really want to do? I really want to do. I love you guys so much, and I want to meet you in person. Social media and the podcast just ain't doing it for me anymore. I want to start a YouTube channel, first and foremost, so you can watch me record. But I also want to host a retreat, or two or three. Wouldn't that be fun? You know, I'm thinking it would be a Lightworkers Lounge retreat, but, you know, most retreats are so organized. They have yoga class and silent meditations, and We would incorporate that because that stuff's really beneficial, totally, totally beneficial. But it would be more like a place where people could go and talk about astrology with other people who are just as into it. It would be a place where people can go and just like, you guys hear me talk about my hikes in the woods and how powerful they were. I'll take you guys on a hike at this secret place I find. I'm really good at finding these things. Just something super chill and laid back and just, I always tell you, if your creativity is lacking and you feel just uninspired and depressed and you can't get over a breakup, like you just need a change of scenery, come to a Lightworkers Lounge retreat. So that's what I think is going on with this whole laptop thing. It's kind of numbing. It's like, really, universe? Why would you want me to, you know, I go through these stages. I'm like, fuck you, universe. Why would you want me to fail this hard? You really want me to be homeless again? Like, come on, I can't be out of work for 2 weeks. I wish I had the money, but I don't. So why would you take that away? So once I move from a victim standpoint to what is this trying to show me, clearly the universe is grabbing me by the cheeks and saying, listen, that's when the magic happens. Remember, as we always say here on Lightworkers Lounge, everything is happening for you, not to you. Jeffrey, were you saving that? That was like a fart, burp, snore. As we say here in Lightworkers Lounge, everything is happening for you, not to you. You know what's one thing I've been meaning to talk to you guys about? I was trying to write about it on Instagram before all this shit happened, but I just couldn't find the right words. So maybe if I speak about it, it'll hit home. You look at people who have really tough lives, right? Maybe you know someone who I just dropped my tea bag in my thing. Maybe you see someone who's got a child with a debilitating health issue. Maybe you see someone with no legs, who they're paralyzed. Maybe you see other people and you're like, oh my God, I could never handle that. Oh my God, I could never do that. How do you, like, that's so sad. That's so stressful. you've lost your child. Like, oh my God, I could never, I would die. I would just die. You know, we all have moments where we look at others and we admire what they have and we think, why can't I have that? Why can't I be like that? Why can't I travel like that? But then we also have those people where we're like, wow, thank God my life isn't that bad, right? Sometimes when we have anxiety, we can think too much about, wow, thank God my life isn't that bad. You know, we have our gratitude lists and we're like, I'm thankful I have food in the fridge. I'm thankful I have a roof. Well, what about when you don't? Our minds can't even comprehend that. I was that way. For sure, I never got to listen. I never ever thought I'd be living out of my car. Like, I was so grateful for the water that came out of my faucet, every drop. Even when I lived in those luxury apartments, every time. So living out of my car and being homeless never crossed my mind. Although I will say it wasn't that bad because I was free. So I wasn't that sad. But in the height of summer in the Florida Keys, it was like, okay, this fucking sucks. But we always look at other people and we think, oh my God, I could never do that. But then sometimes those things that we used to look at and think, thank God that's not me, they happen to us. Maybe you know someone whose friend committed suicide. Maybe you know someone who had their child die before they reached age 5. Maybe you know someone who's lost somebody in a car accident and you think, wow. If I lost my girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, if I lost my best friend in a car accident, I'd kill myself. I couldn't live. If my son or daughter got diagnosed with cancer, I couldn't live. I couldn't wake up every day. I couldn't handle that. But then it happens to you. And your body just gets stunned and shocked. And you think, oh my fucking God, how am I ever going to get through this? You always think, you know, and those are some extreme, this is some Scorpio moon examples, but they can be as simple, this isn't simple, they're not simple. It could be something like getting a divorce. You could get married and think, I'll never get a divorce because I couldn't handle that. That's just too much. You know, maybe you're listening to this and you're married with a kid or two and you think, yeah, I am in knee deep. Not only can I not leave this, but who's going to want to date me after this? That's a lot of baggage. And you think, there's no way. I can't picture myself financially supporting me and 2 kids or handling that. But then it happens because you know it needs to happen. Or maybe you don't want it to happen, but your partner leaves. And you think, holy shit, the thing I fear most is now my reality. What do I do? Something happens. At first, it's very painful and it's scary and you're shocked and you're numb and you're like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? This new reality is so scary. Like we were saying at the beginning of this episode, the human mind, we love routine. We love familiarity. And when we don't have that, ooh, we freak out. We're uncomfortable. But then the worst case scenario happens and we're okay. We're still breathing. We can still drink water. We can still walk. We can still see. And then all of a sudden a month passes by and you're still in a little bit of shock. The shock has now turned more into pain and grief. But you're still okay. You're still kicking it. And then 6 months go by and the pain is now a dull ache and you're establishing a new routine. And then a year goes by, and you don't even think about it anymore. It just becomes your reality. It just becomes a part of your routine. Now, the example that's ruminating in my mind is my own family. My family is me, my mom, and my brother. As most of you know, I have an older brother. He's 18 months older, so he's 32. He'll be 33 this May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, my little Taurus brother. And he has Asperger's that he was born with, high functioning. And he has epilepsy, which I personally believe developed from when he got Lyme disease as a teenager. Yes, he got bit by a tick in New Hampshire where we grew up and got really bad Lyme disease, severe, like bullseye rashes all over his poor body, almost had heart failure and died. It was bad. And I, you know, long story short, he has epilepsy. I think it's from that. other people have different hypotheses, but that's okay. But he has epilepsy. And, I mean, just 10 years ago, I didn't even know what epilepsy was. I knew what a seizure was. I've never seen one in person, so to speak, I don't think. Never, ever thought it would be something that my family and I would experience. So he has epilepsy, and he had his first seizure with me. You guys, I don't want to tap into that energy because it's heavy, but I did record a podcast about it in 2018. He had his very first grand mal seizure with just me and him in the house. My mom was away on a business trip in New York City. And it's 10 years later, I still have a bit of PTSD when I hear certain noises. I'm like, oh, is that person having a seizure? But I'm okay with it. And you know, once he was diagnosed with having epilepsy, because he had seizures after that, it's hard because he lives by himself. And now my mom and I, whenever our phones ring and it's one or the other, we're worried. We're like, oh shit, is this the call? Because grandma's seizures can kill you. And epilepsy, every time someone has a seizure like that, they lower their threshold for their body to control seizures a little bit and a little bit and a little bit each time. Since my brother has had these for 10 years, he's now lost so much strength in his threshold that he has what's called cluster seizures, where he has multiple grand mal seizures in a row. As much as I don't like to say this, it's the reality of it, is that this is how you pass away from epilepsy. Is your body just doesn't stop, you lose oxygen, heart failure, because the body, grand mal seizures are tough on the body, and they can't handle it, you can't recover, it can't bounce back. And there's nothing we can do. No medication has worked for him. Right now, he's getting tested to potentially move forward with brain surgery. But again, that's so high risk. And it's scary. It's shocking that every single day, we don't know when he's going to have a seizure, when it could be his last, when he could take his last breath. We truly don't know. And we've had to have this family discussion for years now because we have to be real with it. We don't want to talk about it because it hurts and it's terrifying. But it has to be said. We have to create a will for my brother. We have to divvy up who gets what. Because that's the reality of this disease. And it's hard. Some days I'm like, well, it's just part of my life path. I chose this family in this lifetime. I chose to be by their side and walk with them during these journeys. I hate that I can't give my brother a magic pill and cure him of epilepsy, but this is his journey. This is what he chose. And it sucks because I can only imagine how my mom feels as a parent having to go clean his apartment every time he has a seizure and not knowing. So my brother has a seizure watch. So every time he has a seizure, my mom gets a text or a call, and the watch he's wearing automatically calls 911. So the other day, his watch went off at like 1 o'clock in the morning. My mom lives an hour away. She jumps out of bed, drives over there to make sure he's okay. Like, imagine her adrenaline just pumping during that midnight drive. She's like 57, 58. She's too old for this shit. And I hate it. But I've never been a parent before, so I don't understand that unconditional love. But what I'm trying to get at with this is, you think you can't make it through something until that something happens to you and it just becomes part of your daily life. You get used to it. It becomes familiar. And you realize in some good moments that it's not so bad after all. You know, in the moments where I'm with my brother, I'm with my mom, maybe we're all in the kayaks out in the lake, and sure, I'm nervous about him having a seizure, but he's safe. We're with him. He's got a life jacket on, and we're laughing, and we're joking, and there's music playing, and in that brief moment, it's like, okay, sure, he's got epilepsy, but right now, this is fine. And we know what to do with seizures. We know to be prepared for the worst-case scenario. I mean, you can never be prepared for death, but in our minds, we're like, it's a real possibility, and we have to accept it. You have to. Otherwise, you'll kill yourself with stress and worry. It just becomes your your reality. It becomes part of your routine. So I guess what I'm trying to get at by sharing that is, if you've recently lost a job, quit a job, gone through a divorce or a really tough breakup, and God forbid you recently lost a child, maybe you or your child or a family member was diagnosed with something really tough and scary. That's heavy. Let it hurt. Let it shock you. Go ahead and feel stunned and speechless. But wake up every day and know that each day it's going to become more familiar. You're going to be more and more okay with it. The poison from that initial shock is seeping out of your skin a little by little every day. And everything is going to be okay. It's going to become a new reality. No, life will never look the same as it used to. But in order for new things to grow, old things have to burn. And if it's something that's just not about growth and rebirth, such as an illness, it's happening to teach you something. It's happening to make you tougher. And perhaps, you know, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and I thought, why me? That came out of left field. And I went on to reverse it, and it catapulted me into my career path. It pushed me into Lightworkers Lounge, you guys. I reversed it naturally. My Hashimoto's autoimmune disease, I reversed it when all doctors told me, in their little white lab coats, they told me, no, this is irreversible. And I said, my intuition says otherwise. And it was right. I reversed it, and I thought, I felt so powerful, yet not at the same time, because it's not that hard. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to become a holistic health coach to teach thousands of people how to do this, because thyroid issues are the number one issue in America. And I did. And then, as you guys know, based off of conversations with my clients, everybody knows how to be healthy. Why aren't they doing it? Spiritual, mental, emotional health. Lightworkers Lounge was born. So I'll just be known that tough things right now that we're going through, they're happening to realign us. Like my laptop shit. I'm going through a huge, huge realignment, and I can feel it. My ego wants to pout and kick and scream like a toddler, but I'm just saying, shut up. shut the fuck up. Because my higher self and my intuition knows that this is happening big time for me. For me to get closer to you. And I'm talking about retreats or meetups. And, you know, I think of breakups and how hard they can be. Divorces, breakups, leaving long-term relationships that you thought would be forever. You guys know that the hardest part about a breakup, and we don't realize it while we're in the midst of it because we're in the fishbowl, but from the outside looking in, the hardest part about a breakup is not the actual breakup. It's the death of your vision. It's the death of a dream you thought you had. It's the death of a future with that person. It's not the actual leaving that person. It's just you plan your life around them and you get this dream and you have these ideals. And then when those don't happen, the ego freaks out. Throws a fit. So just sit with it. Don't try and be positive if you don't want to be. Rest. Take good care of yourself. And know that everything is for now. I am in pain for now. I am confused for now. I have $100 to my name for now. I love you guys so much. I will see you next Wednesday on the show. For our premium plan subscribers, Friday bonus chat will be up. I will not miss it for the world. If you guys haven't joined us there yet, please go to lightworkerslounge.podbean.com. Subscribe to our Friday bonus chats by clicking on any Friday bonus chat and hitting the little orange button at the bottom where it says press play. It is $9.99 a month. You can cancel it at any time. And when you're a member, you get access to all 51 past episodes. Go back when you guys subscribe. Go back to like the first 5 because I have a few that I'm so proud of. I teach you how to pull tarot cards. I teach you how to feng shui your home. Like I put a lot of effort into these things. So I think you really enjoy it. And now we've got this series going where I bring you guys on the show. I'm bringing you on to share your spiritual awakening or share your stories of heartbreak and astrology and twin flames and marriage and divorce. And it's just been really cool. And I've become friends with you guys. Like we always exchange numbers at the end and it's just awesome. So again, lightworkerslounge.podbean.com. Click on any Friday bonus chat and hit subscribe where you'd hit play. Oh, I think we all need a good song that we can just kind of zone out to for a minute. And I have the perfect song for that. Again, you guys can find all songs featured on the show on our Lightworkers Lounge Spotify playlist of the month. This one I'm going to put on music to float to, as well as our playlist of the month. So be sure to go check us out on Spotify. This song is called Celeste by Pete Kuzma. It's from his album called Equilibrium. And I just love to zone out to this. So wherever you are, if you're able, just tune into this song. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. And exhale for 4 seconds. Do that 4 times in a row while listening to this. And I bet you'll feel a little different when you're all done. I'll see you guys next week on the show and on Instagram at Lightworkers Lounge. And I'm sending you so much love from my little treehouse in the Florida Keys. Goodbye. Thank you.